Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Financial Seminary. It's a nonprofit ministry to build bridges between financial and moral communities. The author of Look Up America, his new book, which I encourage you to check out. And that's financialseminary.org, is that right?
That's correct.
Financialseminary.org. Gary's a financial expert, folks, and former Wall Street player. Gary, Payne Webber, wasn't it? Was it Payne Webber?
Yes. Senior VP of Payne Webber.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about what's been going on, folks, in the stock market. See, when I hear about what happened in China, I've been devaluing China's economy for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've never believed that China's economy or the condition that they said they were in was anywhere near what it was. I've always believed that they were propping it up, inflating it. And so, to me, I'm not saying what happened in China isn't significant, but for it to give so much of jitters to the stock market, and for the stock market to be on the wild swings that they have, including dropping 1,000 points in 5 minutes on Monday, I guess it was, Gary, that tells me that the stock market is a house of cards.
Yes, and I think it has been for some time. Every indicator. Earlier this year, my son and I was in the business with me. We started doing seminars on why the market was overvalued. And every indicator I watch, they're a little bit like tire pressure gauges, Jim. You don't know if your tire is supposed to be 30 pounds if it says 32. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to blow out tomorrow or if it says 28 or whatever. But if you got four or five tire gauges that tell you you're overinflated or underinflated, you know something is going on. You're wearing out a tire or whatever, running a little danger. And that's the way the stock market's been. Every indicator I've watched, Jim, has indicated that we are pretty close to historic highs on almost everything.
Yeah.
And then if you add the major economic factor, in my opinion, Jim, is the concentration of wealth in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the Great Recession, the wealthy have gotten wealthier, and I'm not condemning them. I happen
right.
to be what they call one of the 10%, whatever that is. And I try to use it responsibly and so on. But, you know, we are back to the levels of 1929, which was an ominous year, of course. And mm-hmm. I think what's happening is the consumer is strapped, Jim. I talk to people. I'm talking about Main Street people who are just, you know, working hard, trying yeah. to get by. And Jim, they're not doing it these days. They
mm-hmm.
just, they have so many issues. Renting houses, you know, young people are spending an inordinate amount of their incomes just on renting houses because they can't afford to buy.
And the rent is much higher than if they owned a house.
10% more
yeah.
if
mm-hmm.
you rent, 30%.
But they don't
get the down payment.
They don't have the credit to or the cash to capitalize a housing transaction.
There you go. It's credit, and it's we went
yeah.
from being too loose on housing before the recession to being too tight afterward. But then if you look at things like margin debt, which, you know, your broker can lend you money, Jim, to speculate in stock,
mm-hmm.
and it is an all-time high, probably 50% above where it was in early 2008,
mm-hmm.
which is a key indicator,
mm-hmm.
Jim. And then, of course, the other problem you got is these high-frequency traders and hedge funds and stuff.
The quants.
They make more money when the market is declining. People
That's
don't
right.
understand
That's
this
right.
than when it's going up.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple reason is people will take money off the table a lot faster than they'll put it on and risk it. And so when these things start on the down, well, yesterday's Wall Street Journal was a good example, Jim. On the front of the investing section, it was talking about how one of the biggest, well, the biggest high-frequency trader was saying, this is our best day ever, the day before when it plummeted
right. oh,
to
yeah.
the 1,000
oh, yeah.
point.
Yeah.
Then in, you turn it inside, and it's talking about a young lady who's an artist, 31 years old, who couldn't even log on to her discount brokerage firm. And by the time she sold, she'd lost $6,000, which to her was an awful lot of money.
And when she put her order in, it might have gotten, by the time it got through, it might not have sold at the level she thought it was going to sell at. It was well below that.
Imagine the surprise of people who one night after the decline said, well, I'm going to sell on the opening in the morning, and it was down 1,000 points. Mm-hmm. But she couldn't get logged on to a major discount brokerage firm. So it's hard telling how long it took her to sell because of the mess.
The reason why I've been feeling, one of the reasons why, and you know, I've told you about this before, you know, I've talked about this, and I felt like it was a house of cards, and I wrote an essay about this because you've got, the economy is not growing. It's abundantly clear that the houses of capitalism in America are not investing downstream in the economy. They're manipulating their financial business to drive the share prices up, which includes consolidation, buying back shares, and things like that.
Yep.
And at some point in time, Gary, I think that this collapse is more a product of they've run out of ways to drive growth. To drive their bottom line, their earnings. They've run out of ways to drive earnings. I think it's as much, if not more, that than China. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I think China was just the spark.
Yeah.
But the firewood, as you and I have been discussing for a long time. In fact, on the plane up here, I'm at my mother's, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And on the plane up, I was reading The Economist, and there's a new book out called Other People's Money by a guy mm-hmm. named John Kay, and he's reviewing it. And basically says we've stopped manufacturing stuff and just started trading paper.
Hold on to that thought. I want to talk about traders and investors with Gary Moore after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.